I am not an expert in the field.
You're not.
But I want to be seen as an expert.
The thing that you're asking for can only be earned. Too many people think fake it till you make it is real. I think everyone is so convinced that the money is in expertise, and I actually think it's in the enthusiast. You're not going to trick them, Gary. I don't give a fuck what you did with those 7 videos.
Gary, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Gary.
I'm a little bit nervous. I've been following you for quite many years now, and I was telling my mom yesterday I was going to meet you. She's from Spain and she doesn't speak English, so I could send her the Gary V Spanish page, and she was like, I love it, oh, you have to meet him. And she's really, she's my biggest source of positivity, and I think you're the second one, so.
Yeah, I'm very humbled for that. Thank God we now have more of a generation of stay-at-home fathers, but obviously it's not confusing that the majority of stay-at-home parents are mothers and have been historically. When you are lucky enough, and actually, by the way, I'm so happy that we are now in a mature conversation where one of the things that most bothers me in the world is that women feel guilt to have a career and parent. It's really too bad, really is. And something I think a lot about, and like, you know how you think about stigmas that are not stigmas today, but they were 50 years ago? One of the things I hope I get to see before I die is that stigma goes away, because it's really unfortunate. On the flip side, and I'm seeing this more from men now because they have an easier task at this, if you are passionate at staying at home and raising your child, if that child has a parent that is positive for real, and especially if they're practical and positive, The odds of success are high as shit. And it's really cool. I know the biggest thing that happened in my life, and it's not even close, is that my mom was my parent. And I think my dad for that a lot as well, because we were really poor, and luckily his old school point of view on the world enabled her to stay home with me, because it completely formed who I am. Having a positive parent, but a positive stay-at-home parent, or even not a stay-at-home, having positive parents is a big deal. It's awesome.
Really helps to have something positive during your education and as you're a kid. It really then helps you to see the difference between positive people and a bit more negative
100%.
Ones. And having people like you that constantly repeat you that you need to be positive all the time, and it really helps. So thanks a lot for that. my question is
real quick, if you don't mind, Gary.
Yeah.
I'm just really excited about this because it's just hitting me. I want to say it. I've still not heard a good answer for why to choose negativity. I love this conversation. I have so many friends. I love when people try to disguise it on being real. Gary, I'm not negative, I'm keeping it real. I'm like, real negative. I really believe that life is how you see it. Every day there's good and bad, and I'm glad we're talking about it. Go ahead, Gary.
So, I'm about to start building a brand, a personal brand, something I've been willing to do for quite a long time. And now I've recorded 7 videos, TikToks, that I'm planning to post starting August 1st. So I want to have a few ones just in case, one a day, that's my goal. And I'm scared.
Of what?
Of judgment, of not being sure I'm doing the right thing. And actually my question, to give you a bit of context, so basically the last 2 years I've been traveling and working remotely.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoy that lifestyle, and I want to build content around that. It's my...
I agree. It's incredibly clear to me that that's what everybody under 18 wants.
A lot of the youngsters want that, for sure.
A lot of the 50-year-olds want it. They just can't see how to get there because they have so many things that ground them. But go ahead.
And, 2 years, I still feel that I am not an expert in the field.
You're not.
But I want to be seen as an expert.
That's why you're scared.
Exactly. So my question is, how do you find a balance between, I know I need to document, How do you find a balance between documenting but still creating content and you're looked like that people look at you like you're the expert or you're the man to follow? You know, in the end, the goal
is. The thing you're asking for is earned.
What do you mean?
The thing that you're asking for can only be earned. You haven't earned shit. This is why everyone struggles. The thing that everybody wants can only be achieved when it's earned. You haven't done anything. Too many people think fake it till you make it is real. Even if they don't think of it that way. They think of it the nice way, the way you're doing. This is very important. I'm really happy right now. This is something I haven't been able to dig into as much as I want, which is why I was so ready with it's earned. I've been thinking a lot about it. But you're not an expert. But who is an expert? And why should you even try to be an expert? I never thought for one day that I was a marketing expert or guru or genius. I just was executing every day and then talking about what I was executing. And then they decided more than me. You're trying to get them to believe that in you for your own self-interest. But you haven't done anything for them yet. More importantly, why can't you just be an enthusiast? I think everyone is so convinced that the money is in expertise, and I actually think it's in the enthusiast. And I think just by changing that word, everything changes. You're not gonna trick them, Gary. I don't give a fuck what you did with those 7 videos. You're not gonna trick them. But you don't have to.
I don't want to, that's the thing.
Well, you do want to. You don't wanna trick them, but you want them to think you're an expert.
I mean, I wanna build a business on my personal brand.
I understand. That's why you're vulnerable.
And I think I have the patience, I don't.
Well, you definitely don't. You do. It's okay. You definitely don't, because even the way you're thinking about it, your core question is, how quickly can I make them think I'm an expert so I can make money? That's your actual question.
I knew I was going to come with a question that was a little bit of a bullshit question. I knew you were going to find the right way to tell it.
It's because you're not patient. There's a reason Patient Panda and Patient Pig exist. There's a lot of work to do, and I need 2 teammates.
Is that the alpha?
I don't think it should do anything to anything, but it's alpha. I mean, like, that's the point of the thoughtfulness of the project. There's a reason they both exist. It's that big of a task. It's the one. You lack the patience to earn the thing you want. But I think you have it in you. And so I'm telling you, go with enthusiast instead of expert. I believe most people, 18 to 22, if they just say, I'm gonna be a blank enthusiast instead of expert, takes the pressure off of them tricking their audience for their self-interest, will maybe give them time. In fact, I would argue that words matter. I would argue that the word enthusiast actually might even make some of those kids enjoy the process more, because I'm an enthusiast, not I'm an expert, which gives them imposter syndrome, which creates anxiety and creates a non-formable structure. If you're an enthusiast, now you're in documenting, right? And creating. I think I'm gonna build on this over the next couple of years. I think switching expert to enthusiast puts people in a framework that gives them a better chance of succeeding.
And stick with that one. Thanks, Gary. Enthusiast. I'll go with that one.
And then, thank you. And then, I think the thing to think about is, this is back to the 50-year. Do you know why the 50-year-olds can't do what you're doing? Is they've created financial friction for themselves to do it, and they're factoring in almost predominantly their children's well-being. And most parents, unfortunately, not these 2 awesome parents, think that moving around is like bad or something, or like people like overvalue stability and undervalue curiosity and learning the real world. It's too bad. It's gonna take a couple generations, though yours might be it, probably the one after, if they themselves aren't in university structure, if they themselves are spending 20 to 30 living in 19 places, they become the 45-year-old parents that actually do see this. The narratives are so wild. We're gonna uproot our children from their world and take them to a different place. Or you're gonna create new contexts of learning and empathy and curiosity. Like, it's fascinating. Anyway, nonetheless, you genuinely are in such a beautiful place. You knew you were gonna ask a bullshit question and you didn't know why, because you thought you're okay with patience, but you're not, because the way people define patience is different. You're talking to somebody, and you know my story, who at your age was gonna work the next 14 years in a liquor store. And people want to be TikTok famous in 14 hours, let alone days, let alone weeks, let alone months, let alone years, right? And so if you're an enthusiast, if you don't have the expectations of extracting money out of people to pay you to be like you, and you just document being like you, and have better intent for your audience, you're more likely to extract money if you choose to.
And I know you always say that we should not care about people's opinion, but how do you practically do it?
Well, let's play. Who do you think will most carry weight for you? Whose opinion you're most worried about? Like, cool people on TikTok? Which it could be, I understand that. Like, I'm not saying, like, it doesn't sound like it's gonna be your mother. She loves you and has the framework in a good way too much. Mm-hmm. So who?
I think it would be like friends, like even old friends, even people I don't even talk to.
Anymore. What's he doing? Who does he think he is?
Exactly.
It makes sense. I don't know how to say this in any other way. It'd be a really bad idea to not follow your dreams because of Tyrone from fourth grade. The big thing is, even more interestingly, I want you to go through that. Adversity is the foundation of success. If you feel like you're not ready for that, that's the thing you should most be doing. Anybody who's listening, if you feel like you're not ready for friends to judge you, you should be putting yourself in a position to have friends judge you more, not less.
Can I add to that?
Yeah.